That has been a flavour of Chris's music, and there's going to be more to come as this broadcast continues. But what I think we need to really talk about, and if you enjoyed that music, and who wouldn't, there's a chance to see this in a full-on show in Wivenhoe, which we need, I think, to really talk about a lot more. So I mentioned the 8th of October, and that in itself is worth putting down. Musical venues are getting few and far between in Wivenhoe. I think Chris has been exploring in rather a wonderful way. And so your show on the 8th of October, please, Chris, takes place whereabouts?
It takes place at St Mary's Church on the High Street of Wivenhoe. 7:30 p.m, 8th of October. And tickets for this are already available at Wivenhoe Bookshop, which is at 23 High Street, Wivenhoe. And you could also, for people that aren't actually in Wivenhoe or wouldn't be passing, you can book tickets over the telephone for the bookshop. The number is 01206 824050, and tickets are £10.
We'll talk a bit more about what's going to happen on the night in a moment's time. But my first obvious question is, how on earth do you go about approaching or organising a gig in what is, you know, a very much a traditional village, conservative church?
Right, well, actually, I do quite a lot of concerts in churches and have done for quite a long time, and around the UK and in other countries. I've played in many, many churches. And recently, I've done a lot of gigs in churches with a fantastic singer called Jackie Dankworth, who will be joining us at the church in Wivenhoe. We've played quite a lot of concerts in churches around all over the UK, and I just thought if I was going to move back to Wivenhoe, which I have recently done, that it would be nice to organise a concert. I've never organised a concert before myself, but organise a concert in the church in Wivenhoe. And all of the guys in the band that I could talk about in a bit were quite supportive of the idea. And normally for these things, you know, there is a fee that's arranged and you're, you know, and guaranteed and that kind of thing. Whereas that's not really the case here because I'm organising it. But everyone is doing it speculatively with a view to getting money from the door. So I'm in quite a fortunate position there, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to put it on because I couldn't afford to do so.
But was it as simple as just walking in and speaking to the Reverend, I always forget his name.
Irwin, who's a lovely
and
man.
And just saying, hey, I want to put on a show here.
I called the Reverend Irwin, who's a very, very nice man, and he liked the idea, and they do have concerts there, but just really not that many, I don't think, you know. And certainly nothing, I've never heard of anything like this happening in Wivenhoe Church, but there are concerts like this in churches all the time, but there hasn't been one here that I'm aware of. But I contacted the church and they were supportive, and then I figured out how I was going to of course have to promote it, which is a wonderful opportunity to do so, and also make some posters and some tickets and that kind of thing. The bookshop have been very kind in agreeing to sell the tickets for us, and a friend of mine, Jake Gunn, he designed the posters for us. He's studying graphic design and did a great job of that, and designed the tickets as well.
And there must be some kind of homecoming. I wouldn't go as far as saying being emotional, but you're going to be playing amongst family and friends.
Yeah, that will be lovely. And that was part of the reason, actually. I have played in this area quite a bit, because I've played with my band and many other people's bands at the Colchester Arts Centre before, and also at the theatre, Lakeside Theatre at Essex University. We had a concert with Jackie Dankworth's band a couple of years ago there, and there's going to be another one in a few months too, actually, in the spring, hopefully. But yeah, the only reason for organising a concert in Wivenhoe was simply because it was Wivenhoe and I wanted to do that, because I'm fond of Wivenhoe and I've just moved back here.
Okay, if you talk about who will be performing with you, so you mentioned Jackie Dankworth, who is a very recognisable name on the jazz circuit.
Right.
But it's is it your own band that's playing, or is it a loose collection of musicians?
No, this is a band that has existed in this very form for some time now. It's basically Jackie's band, except we'll be playing some... We're in the middle of recording a new album with this exact lineup, and we're recording at the moment some music that Jackie and I have written together, Some music by Charlie Wood, who I'll mention in a bit, who's an incredible singer, pianist from Memphis, who in fact is now, Jackie and he have recently got married, in fact. He's a great guy and an incredible musician, and he was there. I discovered actually on going to a party at their house recently that there was this plaque on the wall in the bathroom and detailing that, I forget which date it is, but there is an annual Charlie Wood Day in Memphis because he's such a local celebrity in Memphis, which is like the real home of blues and rhythm and blues and a lot of jazz music too. They've actually, they have a Charlie Wood Day. He's that big a deal out there.
You may jest, I think, after your St. Mary's concert there could be a Wivenhoe
Christmas. Wivenhoe Day. I'm not sure Wivenhoe and Memphis have the same musical connotations, but I would be delighted if there were a Wivenhoe Day.
So how do you go about, not selling, but convincing Jackie and Charlie to come to this, you know, very sleepy North Essex town?
Well, we did a gig, where was it? I think it may have been at Snape Maltings, which is a fantastic venue near Aldeburgh in Snape. And it made kind of sense for people to come back this way, and so they came and stayed over at our place, and they were very impressed by how lovely Wivenhoe is, as most people are that come here, I think. And in any case, we've been friends for ages, so I just suggested organising a gig, and if they haven't got something on, most musicians are going to take the gig, you know.
And then for the actual logistics, Chris, and so is there going to be a stage there, or are you performing where the altar is inside the church?
What normally happens in gigs in churches, as is the case here, is that we'll be just in front of where the altar is, and we have a sound guy, Ian Barrett, who he used to be the sound guy for Jethro Tull, in fact, for some years, and many years. He's doing the sound for us. He's another local guy. So it's fairly straightforward, and we've got the pews are all there, so seating is arranged.
So what can people expect from this particular show? And so have you got any? Yeah. You mentioned a record which you've recently been working on, or
yeah.
Is it going to be the songs off that, more or less?
There'll be some music from this new album, which involves I don't know how to describe. It really, it's kind of groove blues-ish, jazz-ish, with folky elements. Some of it's a little bit Joni Mitchell sounding, some of it's a bit James Taylor sounding. We'll also probably play a couple of covers of songs by, we do a couple of James Taylor songs, actually, great James Taylor songs, a great singer-songwriter, and also a couple of tunes by Sting, possibly, and some jazz standard-type material. Quite a varied program of a lot of it music that we've played for many, many years.
Because we know about the strength of the folk club at Wivenhoe, and really just in general as being a place which is very appreciative of all different music tastes.
Right.
And we discussed before we started recording about the Wivenhoe Jazz Club, which sadly sort of disappeared off the radar a few years or so ago. But I think speaking with people, and from what I've been reading, there is an appetite for jazz in Wivenhoe.
Possibly.
So this might be a springboard.
Quite possibly, yeah. Yeah.
You know, if there's a collection of folk in there, and then people just start talking about what they saw in the evening and how they can perhaps take it to something else, that could be quite useful.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I think, as with all musicians, I do appreciate you explaining about what's going off. I can see, Chris, your fingers are itching away, and fine conversation though it is, I think we should have some more music, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So have you got anything in mind for a second song?
Well, tell you what, actually, there's a tune that we will probably play on this gig in Wivenhoe, and it's kind of, I don't know if you'd call it vaguely kind of African-y, bluesy sounding tune by a great American guitar player called Ralph Towner, who, in fact, he's so great that they named a crater on the moon after him when there were astronauts on their way to the moon and they were listening to one of his tunes called Icarus. And they named a crater after this tune of his. But in any case, this tune, Jackie wrote lyrics to what was originally an instrumental tune. And we've played it. In fact, I've played it with Jackie on live on TV a couple of times. And also we played it at the Barbican. We played it at the Royal Festival Hall. And quite a lot of other nice venues. But this is the first time I've ever tried to play it on my own, so I don't know where it'll go. But it's called Beppo, and Beppo was, I discovered later, was the name of Ralph Towner's dog that he was very fond of.
Okay, so this is Chris Allard. He's going to play a track for us here on Radio Rivenhoe called Beppo. Beppo. So when you're ready, please do take it away. Well, thank you. So that was Chris Allard. And if you want to hear more of that music, and who wouldn't, I don't think it's too upfront to say again, the 8th of October at St Mary's, Wivenhoe Bookshop can sort you out with some tickets. And so you mentioned, Chris, that song, Jackie has got her own vocals that she sings over it. Is that something which she's written herself?
Yeah. It's quite a common thing for singers in jazz anyway to take existing instrumental pieces and write lyrics to over the top of them. She wrote lyrics to this ages and ages ago, and we've been playing it, and it's sort of gradually evolved and changed and become the tune that we play now, which doesn't really sound that much like what I just played just then, because it has piano and electric guitar and drums and electric bass and voice. But it's the same sort of, it's the same melody and chords and that kind of thing.
And is that pretty much, is that quite common for the way that you collaborate with the people that you play with? And so you don't really focus upon words yourself, you're very much the rhythm behind this. And if that is the case, is there something about you and Jackie working together? Would you say it's a kind of a professional partnership?
She does write music with quite a few different people, but we've had quite a lot of success writing writing songs together, and it has actually always happened in the way that you say there. Either I've had a tune that she's then written words to the melody of, or, and frequently some of the better ones actually, she's had a kind of melody and words, and I have harmonised it, put chords to it, and gradually we've come up with the structure of the tune, and it's evolved as a joint thing.